Hey everyone, it's Gary Kay. Welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. I've been spending the month of May and I've spent the beginning of June kind of counting down to the top, say 30 manufacturers that you need to make sure you put on your plans to tour Infocom. One of those is going to be ViewSonic. ViewSonic's pioneered some really cool things. The first foldable LED, for lack of a better term, so you can pretty much move it around anywhere. Of course, they're one of the few brands that makes a little bit of every kind of display technology. And I've asked Jeff Muto, who's the director of the business line for ViewSonic. Yeah, y'all have a huge product line, but we want to focus on the commercial AV product line here, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Gary. I'm glad to be here.
I appreciate you being here. And you're going to be in the West Hall in booth 1215. That's where a lot of the display companies are going to be. I kind of want to know, what's your main goal for Infocom? Like, what are you looking to accomplish, and sort of like, what is the big theme for the show?
Yeah. So as we were kind of chatting beforehand, ViewSonic has a very broad and deep line of displays, and everything from little monitors all the way up to the larger direct view LEDs. And really what we want to do is showcase our display products and then tie it into a theme of collaboration. Obviously, as kind of things post-pandemic have evolved, there's a need to not only incorporate displays in a meeting room, but also address how to reach out to employees and others, partners that are outside of your office. And, you know, since you have more people dialing in, we wanted the product, the hardware products, to kind of make that connection visually. And then we're also introducing some new software that kind of ties it all together. So we've kind of really expanded from being just a hardware display company to being a collaborative solution-based company that has both hardware and software.
Well, let's start with the hardware. You got a product called TeamJoin, which is a Microsoft Teams Room solution, one-touch communication. Talk about that product first and what's unique about that product.
Yeah, so this is our first certified Microsoft Teams Room solution. It consists of a Windows-based computing device, also a 4K video bar, as well as a 10-inch touchscreen controller. So that's the complete solution. We configure it different ways. And basically what this does is it gives you access to kick off a meeting with one touch, a Microsoft Teams meeting with one touch. The reason this is unique in the market is that typically our product's geared towards medium-sized and smaller rooms. So from a medium-sized room all the way down to a huddle space. How this is unique is currently in the market, most of the products that address this small to medium-sized room is geared towards an Android-based device. Ours happens to be a Windows-based device. So for those companies where a Windows-based hardware would kind of integrate better with their existing ecosystem, this makes it a perfect solution. And it also comes in a very attractive price point. So it's a sub $1,000 price point for the initial TRS-10. Which is the controller and the controller and the computing device.
And then there's a family of products around that, like you have different options you can add to it?
Exactly. And so the first option is to add the video bar to that bundle. Mm-hmm. And then that's called the TRS-10UB. And then to make it very channel friendly for our AV dealers and installers and integrator partners, we're also going to have soft bundles that pair our TeamJoin solution along with both our interactive and non-interactive panels. So it's a lot easier for our partners to pick and choose what they want. Kind of, we prepare the device configurations for you.
So you mentioned collaboration software, and I know you're gonna push officially out in North America your collaboration software solution called TeamOne. Most display companies are staying away from software collaboration. You see a niche in that segment of the market. Talk about TeamOne and what you're going to do there.
Yeah, so TeamOne's completely new to ViewSonic, and this is a collaborative software that allows remote teams, as well as even in the office, so you can use it on our ViewBoard panels. But really what it does is it's a web-based software that allows you to collaborate. It's an infinite canvas and a whiteboard. It'll also have handwriting capabilities, pre-built templates, so then you could easily put up a Kanban board or something else, depending on what you want to do. So really, and you know, from a company's perspective, you can configure it. You know, different people have different rights. Some could be view only, others could be full admins, and really allows you to collaborate in groups and teams. So myself, for example, heading product at ViewSonic, I could have a different board for my DVLED team, which is separate from my view board team. Different teams that don't necessarily work together, but then we can easily invite them to collaborate as needed.
And basically, it's real-time collaboration, but also it's sort of like frozen in time in the sense that you can go back and continue where you left off as you have another meeting on the same subject.
Exactly, and that's one of the keys, real-time collaboration. So obviously, you know, you might have a distributed team where one team's in the US and another one's across the globe. So you may not always be on at the same time. If you are, very convenient, you could collaborate in real time in person.
Yeah.
Or if you're completely, you know, opposite sides of the world, you know, one team can kind of work on it while you're asleep, and then in the morning you pick it up and kind of take the handoff from there.
That's pretty creative. So I want you to talk about LDC, because LDC is a configurable LCD solution, and that's timely considering the plethora of applications for LCD nowadays.
Yeah. So how that's evolved is obviously initially we started with just a all-in-one direct view LED with fixed sizes. Mm-hmm. So then we expanded. Last year at Infocom, we introduced the LDS, which is that foldable direct view LED solution, which is very unique to market. So where we saw a gap was some of our customers asked, well, can you go ultra wide, or can you go a bigger screen? Can you completely fill my wall? So that's where the LDC comes in. So it's a very configurable, flexible solution. So it's based on the number of tiles that you set up or cabinets that you set up. And with that, you can go pretty much any, you know, up to a limit though, any size or shape or aspect ratio that you'd like. So it gives you that added flexibility to fit into places where a fixed solution kind of out of the box may or may not work for you. So
basically you've got the all-in-one concept, but in a configurable solution. That's interesting.
Exactly.
So you've simplified the install and the design by making it all in one, like basically plug and play. Once you put it together, it figures out the size it is, the aspect ratio, and then you can still drive it with one source without needing a video wall control.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's unique.
Yeah, and even if you wanted a custom shape, like a perfect square display to fill a wall, you could do that as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you'd have to customize the content a bit to fit in it so it doesn't scale or stretch. But yeah, anything's possible with the LDCs.
That's very cool. So where do you see, how do you see you fitting into the ecosystem of like today's, you know, work environment? Obviously, you know, a lot of people have ViewSonic displays on their desktop. When I go to companies and I just visit with them, I would say 25% of the desktop monitors are ViewSonic, maybe even higher in some places like medical, in places like that. But where do you see these professional grade products sort of fitting in? Where's your niche there?
So it's all about solutions and what we're trying to solve, right? So, you know, we have the LDC, which is very configurable. And you could say traditionally direct views have been more geared towards digital signage and kind of the wow factor, but we're also getting a lot of interest from large corporations that want to put it in their lobby or in an executive boardroom where they just want a bigger screen that gives that wow factor. We also are introducing more ultra wide displays, both interactive and non-interactive. So really we're trying to figure out what the use case is and how our products could address it. And at the same time, with the added software layer that we're putting in, it's not only just the display, but being able to tailor a, you know, an office or a classroom experience the way users want to use it, and really getting it to be a more collaborative environment, realizing that, you know, there are going to be people in the office 100% of the time. There are going to be people in the office 50% of the time. And you also have external partners, third-party partners, that you want to bring into some of these meetings and conversations that you also need to collaborate with. So really we're erasing the bounds of being physically limited the physical limitations of being in an office or a meeting room, and allowing you to kind of experience the most interactive, immersive, collaborative environment across the internet, because that's how you'd be obviously be connecting with others.
Yeah, I really like your approach. And by the way, I said LCD on the LDC, but it's LED. That's my word flub of the day. But yeah, I mean, I think people knew what I was talking about, especially since we put a picture up, it was clear. But in any case, I'm excited to see this. I saw the LDC at ISE, so I had a chance to see how y'all were pitching that and sort of the concept of a giant sized all in one, for lack of a better term. I think you even promoted it with a 245 inch application of it, which is huge. So I think that's really cool. So look, what needs to happen is you need to put W1215 on your calendar for InfoComm 2024. Make sure you go by the ViewSonic booth. I think a lot of you out there don't think about ViewSonic when you're looking at all the display options out there. And ViewSonic's, interestingly enough, one of those companies that has everything. You even have projectors. You even have gaming projectors. You even have application-specific products out there. So you definitely got to check out ViewSonic. If you haven't seen them in a while, go to ViewSonic, ViewSonic.com, and make sure you go look at their business section, because they've got a lot of products out there that you may not realize that they have. And of course, they'll be at InfoComm. So definitely put them on your list. Jeff, I really appreciate you doing this. I wish you best of luck. And of course, we're going to go to your booth and we're going to shoot videos on all these things. And awesome. You'll be able to see those at ravepubs.com/InfoComm. In fact, our news is already being posted there ahead of the show and all these video casts. So I want to thank you for being a guest on this video cast, Jeff.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, and we're looking forward to you and all the visitors to InfoComm coming through the booth. Thank you.
Definitely put ViewSonic on your, you will not regret it, especially if you've never seen their foldable LED. That is a product that you have to see to believe, and it's on a cart and you can wheel it around. It's a great product. So check it out at ViewSonic.com, and of course at RayPubs.com, just type in ViewSonic in the search bar and you'll see everything we write about them and we shoot about them. So thanks for watching, everyone. Have a great day.